The servant of God, Jacques Fesch, was born on April 6, 1930, in Saint-Germain-en-Laye, in France, into a wealthy family. Jacques, raised a Catholic by his mom, was somewhat of a dreamer. He was also lazy and showed no ambition for anything. Now, his parents divorced when he was 17, and this is where Jacques became self-absorbed, and his misconduct became so poor that his school expelled him. His father gave him a job at his bank, but Jacques, who had already abandoned his Catholic faith, began to party and get into trouble. Jacques' girlfriend, Pierrette, became pregnant, and when Jacques was 21, he and Pierrette were married in a civil ceremony. He resigned his position at his father's bank and began to carouse and do nothing meaningful. He ignored his wife and baby and fathered another child with another woman. Jacques was now 24 years old. He had a wife, a daughter, and another child with his mistress. He was overwhelmed and asked his rich father if he would buy him a boat to sail to Tahiti, but his father refused. Desperate to escape the life he had made for himself, Jacques Fesch got hold of a gun and attempted to rob a currency dealer. But this only led to tragedy, as a policeman was shot and died at the scene after the attempted robbery. Jacques was captured by police minutes later. Now, headlines about the atrocity exploded all over France, and the slain officer's funeral procession was on all the television newscasts. At his trial, Jacques was surly and unrepentant, which made it easy for the court to find him guilty and sentence him to death by the guillotine. He was held in solitary confinement at La Santé prison in Paris. Now, when the prison chaplain first approached the condemned man, Jacques sent him away, but the chaplain kept trying, and the two eventually became close. During his time, an old friend of Jacques was a dandy priest. He began to visit him. The third individual in Jacques' will of conversion was his attorney. His name was Boudet, and he was a devout Catholic. The three men began to work together as instruments of the graces flowing from above. The condemned man began to examine his life, accepting the pain and anguish he had caused for so many. He underwent a conversion, and Jacques returned to his Catholic faith, embracing it with all his heart. Deep down in his heart, he began to hear a voice calling him by name. The voice said, "Jacques, you are a criminal, but I, your God, died for you on the cross." As he sat on death row, Jacques had a forceful, even violent conversion experience. The realization of everything he had done crashed down upon him. Then, as Jacques put it,
"The Spirit of the Lord seized me by the throat."
From that moment, Jacques was a changed man. He begged the prison chaplain to hear his confession. He began to pray, and he tried to repair the breach with his family. While in prison, he wrote,
"Do not ask God to save such and such a person, or to help this one or that, but ask him that you may love him, and that his will may be done. You must talk with him familiarly, and explain to him that you want to love him well, but that you can't do it, that many things seem obscure and illogical to you, and that you would like to understand them a little better. And do not hesitate, all day long, to invoke heaven."
Jacques now considered his cell a cloister. He read the spiritual biographies of Saint Francis of Assisi and Saint Therese of Lisieux. He kept a spiritual journal that would one day capture the imagination of many, with a passionate devotion to the Virgin Mary. A year after being in prison, he wrote to his daughter saying,
"3 days ago, I regained my faith. For the second time in my life, the scales fall from my eyes, and I can see God's mercy."
In prison, he sought to improve his relationship with his wife and his father, and bring them to the faith. A month before his death, he wrote,
"The Lord continues to fill me with gifts, and I feel my heart overflow with love, and my lips with thanksgiving."
Now, he was behind bars when he began to draw closer to God, and he even wrote about the comfort and joy he received through prayer. However, he also recounts his moments of anguish in facing his imminent death. Jacques' writings are an account of his repentance, but are also an example of faith and hope in divine mercy. Referring to his imminent execution, he calls it
"a bad quarter of an hour compared to eternity. We must pray without ceasing. I am not afraid to die, but I am afraid of not dying a Christian. Life is, nevertheless, a great blessing."
2 months before his execution, he wrote in a letter to his mother-in-law,
"Here is where the cross and its mystery of suffering make their appearance. The whole of life has this piece of wood as its center. We can have no genuine hope of peace and salvation apart from Christ crucified. Happy the man who understands this.
He reconciled with his wife the night before he died, on October the 1st, 1957, almost 6 months after sentencing, Jacques Fesch was executed for his crimes. He offered his life for his father and all those whom he loved. He was fully reconciled to Pierre the night before his execution. In his last journal entry, he wrote,
"In 5 hours, I shall look upon Jesus."
He was only 27 years old, and he was not a criminal who was executed, but a little saint. Pray for our sinners, Jacques Fesch, now and at the hour of our death.
Have mercy on us.